Matthew's 5:6 states, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Good morning to all of you. We thank you for joining our podcast, our video content, our audio presentation on today. Our divine word of the day is protection. Yes, protection. What does protection mean to all of you out there? Let us pause and begin to think about that for a second. We each have within our being the most powerful force of all creation. And yet we walk around each day as time tick-tocks by us, right? And the hourglass is upon each one. One of the things you should be asking yourself at this time is, if someone threw you a lifeline, would you reach out and grab hold to it? Psalms 27:4 lets us know, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." If I were your lifeline, hallelujah. If I were your lifeline, would you grab hold to me? For that matter, if your significant other, your partner, your wife, your husband, your children, if they were your lifeline, would you grab hold to them? How about your mother and father, your grandmother, your grandfather, your aunties and uncles and cousins? Would you grab hold to them? Let's think about that for a moment. Because in the area of life that you find yourself in on today, what needs fixing? What needs to be changed or adjusted? Let us evaluate your life right now. If you could change anything at this time, what changes would you make in your life? What changes would those changes be in your life right now? If money is the root cause of all of your problems, let us imagine a world where you have everything in life that you need. God just blessed you with the abundance and prosperity that you needed. Now that you have received your blessings. And it has been a few years later down the road from the time of this massive change in your life. Let us evaluate your life now. You let us know that there are no changes you have to fix or adjust at all, right? That's what you said. There is no lifeline that needs to be anchored because, as you have said, all is okay in your world. Really? Okay. Everything is okay in your world. You have the nice home, you have the nice car, you have the nice job, you have all the money that you could ever possibly have. And everything is okay. And nothing needs to be adjusted. Nothing needs to be changed. Nothing needs to be evaluated or modified, right? Okay. You can go into glory with that same attitude, only to find out that there was a piece of the puzzle that was not revealed to you, even though you spent a majority of your life in church or at the synagogue or at the temple. And you put in the work. You put in that extra work. You stayed for those choir rehearsals. You were the usher. You were a part of the board. With helping others also. But yet, you have been met by the heavenly host on the first ray band of light, who was waiting with hopeful hearts your entire life as to receive a call from you. Did you make the call to these great beings of light? No, because you're just clicking to see what I'm doing online. Did you say your prayers on the masters of light to assist you in your daily life? No. You are too filled with distractions and only coming online for a second and landed on this page to see what my message of the day was. Maybe to talk to your friends about me, but not of any interest to you. If you are disabled, if you are even mute and cannot talk or utter a word, even with outstretched hands to the divine masters, as you think a thought and feel a feeling about their radiance coming down to bless you, you will change. And your life will change so much so. But did you have outstretched hands to the masters of light? Did you utter a word? Did you make the decision to pray today or meditate on them? No. Those of you who are thinking and thought about the masters of light, especially our beloved El Moria, Archangel Michael, Archei Faith, Elohim Hercules, and Lady Compliment Amazonia, who serve humanity once called forth to do so, you must make the call to these great and mighty beings of light. And yet, they have waited lifetimes for you to find yourself again and again. As they are in receivership and receiving you into the heavens, the Blessed Maha Chohan, which means Great Lord of the Rays, when in the teaching, we use the word Maha Chohan, it refers to the office of the Maha Chohan, as well as to the individual holding this office. The Maha Chohan supervises the seven Chohans, each of whom govern the activities of one of the seven rays. Each ray expresses certain God virtues, such as truth and love. Maha Chohan is responsible for every human being on earth. As they try and achieve the achievements of self-mastery and control. And the beloved Maha Chohan is the one who gives the first breath to every newborn child who enters this life. And he takes the last breath of every individual as he passes from earth. He assists in the development of the divine feelings in mankind. And he gives comfort to life. His symbol is the white dove. That is his divine symbol to all of humanity. And so these great and mighty beings are waiting for you to make your heartfelt calls to them. Now. And we will go through that soon. Let us start the morning with invoking the Christ light now. The invocation for this morning is this. Thou mighty ascended Jesus Christ, individualize presence within each one of us. We give praise and thanks for thy wondrous activity every moment of the day, that thou art the consciousness lifting mankind out of the dross of the human mind. We give praise and thanks that the mighty ascended host manifest visibly and tangibly, visibly and invisibly, visibly to us. We bring greetings of love, joy, health, and prosperity from the ascended host to each one of you, that its radiation may go forth to all mankind. To all of mankind. Our short preamble for the day is, beloved mighty I Am Presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light, the beloved El Moria, Archangel Michael, Archei Faith, Elohim Hercules, and Lady Compliment Amazonia, beloved Jesus, and Maha Chohan, Archangel Michael, protect us in the God qualities of protection, faith, will of God, and the supply of God of 1,000 sons, so that each one continues in the service of humanity, and especially of ourselves, in order to make the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us in the quiet of the hour. Still our minds in the stillness of the hour. As we enter into that moment of silence, with presence, Elohim peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the temple of the faith, in the temple of faith and the ascension temple. Come, 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 and your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, come. 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 In your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame. Of 1,000 suns from the great central sun. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. Come. And our decree declaration for today, coming out of the I Am Decree book number 4, number 46, page 156, and number 49, I'm sorry, page 49, number 50. In the name of my beloved mighty I Am Presence, and great host of ascended masters, I demand the immortal cosmic light substance from the ascended master's octave be the immortal protection of everything in my being and world, that is the fulfilling of the divine plan, be the strength and protection, be the strength and protection, be the strength and protection that those around me require to make them strong enough to do the right thing. Be the invincible protection of the ideals, purity, and perfection that are the only possible saving grace of this country. And number 50. I'm sorry. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, and great hosts of ascended masters, I demand the immortal cosmic light substance from the ascended master's octave be the immortal protection of everything in my being and world, and that is the fulfilling of the divine plan, be the strength and protection, strength and protection, strength and protection that those around me require to make them strong enough to do the right thing. Make them strong enough to be the invincible protection of the ideals, the purity, and the perfection that are the only possible saving grace of this country. And our prelude for the hour is coming out of the instructions of the Ascended Master's teachings, page 49 to 50. One of the important things for all of mankind, to remember, and especially the students of the I Am race, is to make themselves permanently adamant against all outer suggestions. In the American Heritage Dictionary, 5th edition, it states that the word adamant is described as not willing to change one's opinion, not willing to change one's purpose or principles. They are, in fact, unyielding. And so that student of the I Am race is not willing to change his opinion, not willing to change his purpose, or not willing to change in his principles. He is very much unyielding. And so if you are the I Am student on the path to self-mastery, that is what describes the adamant students of today. There is prevalence in the atmosphere, the suggestion of things that disturb. Prevalent is defined also in this dictionary as gaining advantage or superiority, having superior force, influence, or efficacy, prevailing, dominant, successful, and victorious. How many people see themselves as successful or victorious? Or how about prevailing? Because my brother always talks about that state of prevailing much, right? Yes. And so we must prevail in those areas of prevalency in the atmosphere. When each one becomes more sensitive, sensitive is defined in the same dictionary as capable of receiving or perceiving, capable of perceiving with the sense of senses. Each one must establish a permanent guard against suggestion from the outer whenever they are. This is so relevant to my story. As I began on the pathway of light, in the many writings, researching for truth many years ago, I attended many lectures and conferences. I paid for trainings and meditational sessions with a group of individuals who are now children of the light. And each one, in their capacity to serve humanity, including myself, sat in trainings to grow and learn about our divine soul selves. As we learn to foster our own divinity, our own power and authority of our own soul selves, we each individually had a tremendous, we each individually had the desire to share in the ancient wisdom teachings. Because for me, it became apparent that being sensitive and gaining tremendous victory over my being and world was ever commanding to my daily practice. And as we each were very adamant about certain things centered in protection, you, I'm talking to you, you too must be guarded at all times and learn to call forth the ever-present one, the great I Am, right? Yes. To be in guard, to be on guard, always at the 12 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock hour, the 6 o'clock hour, the 9 o'clock hour, and back at the top, that 12 o'clock line, right? Call on Archangel Michael for that extended protection of you also. a helpful affirmation is this: I, my Christ self, the mighty I am presence, forbids every atom of my outer mind and body to accept anything from anywhere that is less than all of God. I am, I, my Christ self, the mighty I am presence, command you to receive and permanently record the eternal activity of my full illumination and freedom on all planes, on all planes in the universe. That mighty I am presence is everywhere present, right? I can be in India, I can be in China, I can be in Europe. Mighty I am presence is there. So on all planes, even in the universe, on different worlds. And so that is a helpful affirmation for you. Whenever one is excited, the door is always open, right? Yes, the door is open to your joyfulness, your blissfulness. And so the correct attitude is to constantly declare that there is only the presence of God acting in and about oneself. A powerful protecting affirmation is this: the mighty ascended Jesus Christ in me, which is God's perfection acting, is my protection, is my defense, and is my deliverance from everything that is undesirable. The mighty ascended Jesus Christ in me, which is God's perfection acting, which is God's perfection acting, and it is my protection, it is my defense, it is my deliverance from everything that is undesirable. Whenever one is out of God's harmony, remember I told you, you must always be in harmony and balance. So whenever one is out of God's harmony, the inner motion is started that may flow forth hours or days later, and the individual is quite unaware of what started that result of it being out of whack, out of sorts. Mankind must understand that each one alone is the cause of all of his or her life and world. Nothing opens the door so easily and quickly as resentment or irritation. So often one misunderstands expressions used, thereby setting up entirely unnecessary cross currents. Whenever one wants understanding, always use this affirmation: there is only God's perfect mind in me. There is only God's perfect mind in me. There is only God's perfect mind in me. And our prayer invocation for this morning is that prayer invocation and supplication being fed today is this: in the name of my mighty beloved, I am presence, we call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. Our beloved Chohan and Ascended Master of Light, the beloved and blessed El Moria, who is overlighted in the area of Luxor, Egypt, which is an etheric retreat, he brings forth to the planet the will of God. And in this manner of God's will, we are assured the qualities of life that is projected down to Mother Earth in the areas of perfection, in the areas of faith, in the areas of protection, and God's will for the planet and that of all creation to bless all life on this planet. I ask for the assistance throughout the entire continent of America, for the people of this land to awaken to their divine soul selves urgently. We must come into alignment to assist all souls throughout the rest of the world now. It is because of our ignorance and lack of knowledge and understanding that we have been lost for eons of time. We are the lost tribe of Israel, coming back to the Mother Africa in an effort to change the scope of the entire planetary system. We must bring to our higher soul selves the urgency of the hour and the protection that is needed to send forth the call throughout the entire land to arise and awake, to arise and wake, to arise and awake today. We must come into a state of preparedness now as I extend forth my hands across the whole entire continent of the Americas, to my brothers and sisters throughout the Americas, North, South, and Central America, please be guided now by this clarion call. Please call forth your mighty I Am presence now to release the energies to bring about the protection that is needed for your being now. We must allow this great law of life to act in the prevention of sinister forces perpetrating on our lands. We have come through thousands of embodiments, returning to Earth again and again, and this cycle of life that must be stopped now. We each have the experiences of life that has had the darkness in our worlds for eons of time, and this has caused us not to gain our freedom. This has caused us not to gain our freedom because of distractions with the things of life that are not of importance. We must take action now. The light of the world is in position to serve every one of you now. Understand, the mighty I Am presence is here to protect and serve you individually and collectively as you call the powers of light into action. I ask that each one begin a regimen of daily practice in the restoration of learning about the mighty I Am presence, of issuing the decrees daily and spring forth their heartfelt desires emotionally and physically to stimulate their minds, to stimulate their hearts and feelings, to allow the changes in our lives and our worlds to manifest quickly. As the feelings of life are upon each one, we must be vigilant in our heartfelt calls to our divine presence. All the glory, all the power, all the authority must be won in order for us to gain the victory into the great central sun. Let us now make our heartfelt calls to God presence, the great I am now. Please allow the heavenly host of the first ray legions of light and all those who serve in the temple of faith and protection to be with us and guide us on this day. Let us now state our personal prayers. Please allow entrance of mighty I Am presence to enter our hearts and attune with us as we connect to the heavenly realm, to ask Archangel Michael to enter our space now with his protection over us. And the Master Beloved El Moria, Archangel Michael, Archei Faith, Elohim Hercules, and Lady Compliment Amazonia, and the Brotherhood of Truth to enter our space and commune with us now as we begin to state our personal prayers to these great and mighty beings of light. All right, now. Draw me near, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me near, nearer. Blessed Lord of light, to the cross where thou hast died, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. We thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for answering this, our every call to you. We thank the legions of light of the first ray in the temple of faith and protection. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Isaiah 55:6 states, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Our affirmation for today comes out of the I Am Decree Book 4, number 51, page 20. If you have your decree books, I'll give you a second to get there. It's very simple. Very simple. Ready? All right. Light expand. Light expand. Light expand, expand, expand. Light expand. Light expand. Light expand, expand, expand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light, I am, light, I am, light, I am, I am, I am. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light, I am, light, I am. Light, I am, I am, I am. Light, I am, light, I am, light, I am, I am, I am. Light, I am, light, I am, light, I am, I am, I am. Light, expand, light, expand, light, expand, expand, expand. Light, expand, light, expand, light, expand, expand, expand. Light control, light control, light control, control, control. Light, take hold, light, take hold, take light, light. Light, take hold, take hold, take hold. Light, defend, light, defend, light, defend, defend, defend. Light, ascend, light, ascend, light, ascend, ascend, ascend. Light, defend, light, defend, light, defend, defend, defend. Light, expand, light, expand, light, expand, expand, expand. Light, I am, light, I am, light, I am, I am, I am. Light, control, light, control, light, control, control, control. Light, take hold, light, take hold, light, take hold, take hold, take hold. Oh my goodness, we could go on for hours with that because it always makes me happy. Oh my goodness. But this is a good tribute to the end of the day. And in closing, I just want you all to just continue to issue your prayers, your decrees, your affirmations throughout the rest of your day. And always remember that your light is one with Christ, and you will begin the process of discovery as you realize your divine potential. Isaiah 26:3 states, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts you. He trusts in you. This is the end of our beautiful message that we have laid the foundation for you on today in the realm of protection, protecting thyself. And protecting others, such as your family, your spouse, your children. and those that are so near and dear to you in your heart. We send you all love on today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings, signing off. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the Open Door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the word of the day.